Nicole Shaheen is 10, and you'll get to know her a little bit throughout the next 20 minutes or so. She's a member of the Children's Festival Chorus and a student at St. Teresa of Avila. And first, she's going to sing, and then we'll also have a poem from her, and then a second song as well, and we'll talk as well. But we're going to start with a song, which she'll do a cappella, as she will her other song. Join me as we welcome Nicole Shaheen.
We've been on the earth all this time, so we may go up to heaven and shine. But this is the day I meet our risen Jesus. I love you, O Lord, but please strengthen my faith in me, so we may go up to heaven and be with you. So I may strengthen all your powers, be with you for hours, and love you, Lord Jesus, but strengthen my faith in me. Oh, please. So I may strengthen all your powers, be with you for hours, I love you, Lord Jesus, but strengthen my faith in me. Oh, please, please don't hesitate. The Lord never hates. He'll always love everyone. So go out and tell the good news. It's all up to you. For Jesus says, love is almighty. So I may strengthen all your powers, be with you for hours. I love you, Lord Jesus, but strengthen my faith in me. Oh, please.
That is Nicole Shaheen. And come sit, have a seat, and slip on some headphones if you would like. You'll be able to hear your own beautiful voice as we talk. And that was really a beautiful song, and I think you wrote that, right?
Yes.
And when did you write it?
I wrote it during my school talent show before that, and I especially wanted to write it for my Uncle Patrick.
How come?
He was dying because of cancer. So. Well,
that was nice. Is he still alive? Did you get a chance to sing it for him?
Yes.
That's really great. And my sympathy to you. It sounds, losing an uncle, I've lost a couple uncles, is hard. I really, there's a couple lines in there where you say faith in me. And I'm pretty sure you're talking about yourself, right?
Yes.
And I really liked that part. Can you explain it a little more?
It was really about just, like, having a lot of faith in Jesus and God and having it really to, like, read the Bible and to say a lot of prayers and just focusing on yourself through mm-hmm. all that.
And did you think at all about, like, being more confident yourself,
yes.
too, because it's nice when a spiritual song like that also talks about, you know, improving yourself and having faith in yourself. When did you discover you liked to write so much?
Really, when I was born. I started to sing and to do a lot of writing, probably around the age 2.
Do you remember any of that?
Some of it, no.
What's your first memory of actually creating a song or a poem?
My first memory was when I was at Kennywood in this kind of booth where you would sing songs, and I sang the Star-Spangled Banner.
Wow, were you standing up?
Yes.
That would be hard. You'd have to do that. How old were you then?
Around 2, 3.
Wow, you have a beautiful, that's a And you do all the words.
Yes.
That's impressive. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nicole Shaheen. I would just encourage you, if you're into music or anything else like that, just believe in yourself and trust in yourself to do anything.
What a nice thing to say. Have you had any mentors or people that have inspired you to sing and develop your own talent?
Yes, of course, my family, for one. And then all my teachers at my school, all my friends, they've all encouraged me to do wonderful things.
What community do you live in, by the way?
I live in McCandless.
Okay, and Santa Teresa of Avila, is that close to where you live?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. There's some other questions I want to ask you, but before we do that, you did bring a poem to share, and I'd like you to share it with us. Is there anything you'd like to tell us about before you share it?
It's another spiritual song, I mean, poem.
Okay. Has that become your specialty, do you think, or are you writing secular as well as spiritual things?
I write a lot of spiritual things.
Well, great. Well, let's hear it. And what is it called?
It's called Father, We Thank Thee.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. This is Nicole Shaheen. Oh, I forgot we're going to have you stand up again, right, for that. So we'll just take a moment to get you over into that area. If you're just joining us, our Youth Expression Showcase is taking place, and Nicole Shaheen is about to join us, and here she is.
For us to have good things, Father, we thank Thee. For us to sing heavenly praise, Father, we thank Thee. For us to donate to the poor, Father, we thank Thee. For us to love You more and more, Father, we thank Thee. For us to go to school and learn, Father, we thank Thee. So we may have a heavenly urn, Father, we thank Thee.
Beautiful. That is a prayer as well as a poem, and just beautifully done. And I'm going to sit you back down again, and then we'll have you stand back up again, and we'll bounce up and down. So, I want to know a little bit about the Children's Festival Chorus. I asked if you were there at One Young World singing, and that had to be very exciting. Tell me about the chorus and what makes them unique and something you enjoy being part of.
I love the chorus so much, especially because of its teachers. We always learn a lot. And I did this one camp down at Washington and Jefferson College, and it was because of that chorus, and we just learned a lot through that, and we sang the Star Spangled Banner at the one Washington game, and it was very special. And the unique thing about this chorus is that all young voices combined as one makes a big difference, and we always sing with our hearts in our voices as one.
Yeah, that chorus, when you were at One Young World, I was there watching you. And I think what's also unique is, first of all, there's a lot of diversity in the chorus. Secondly, the movement that you use as you sing. I really liked the song you did, I believe it was in Swahili. It was the third song you did, and I can't remember the name of it now. But it's a common folk song. There was a boy who came out front to do the solo parts, and that was just do you remember the name?
Bonse Abba.
Yeah, that was a great all the songs were great, but that one was just terrific and really brought the house down. Would you recommend that other kids get involved in the chorus if they want to?
Yes, I would. It's a great chorus to anyone who's listening out there.
Now, we just have another minute or two to talk, and then you'll do another song. But this will be our last chance to talk. Is there anything else that you want to? Well, I guess I wanted to ask you, what else do you like to do when you're not singing or writing?
I love playing piano. I love playing softball, especially my dad encouraged me to do softball.
Well, that's good. He's got a Pirates hat on over there, too. You're not going to the game today, are you?
No.
Because it would be – maybe you could snap this losing streak they've had for a couple games. Do you prefer to hit or to field?
It's a mixture.
Okay.
I love to hit, especially, and I love to get home runs, too.
And you get some?
Yes.
That's pretty good. And when you play, do you have a favorite position to play when you're in the field?
I love playing shortstop, and also another person who encouraged me to do softball was Roberto Clemente.
Is that so? How did you learn about Roberto Clemente?
My dad especially taught me a lot of things about him, and during school we would read like biographies about him.
Well, that's great. He's a great person. Have you been to the museum that has a lot of information about Roberto? There's a museum in Lawrenceville that's relatively new that has lots of Roberto Clemente artifacts and things.
We haven't been there yet, but I'm sure we will go there. Yeah. I went to Puerto Rico, and we saw where he his home village, and especially his home, and it was, like, very inspiring to me.
That's excellent. I was about your age when he died, and I remember that like it was yesterday. I was very, very sad when that happened. This is 10-year-old Nicole Shaheen, who lives in McCandless and attends St. Teresa Avila, and she's going to share one more song with us. It's been a real pleasure to have you here today. And tell us about the song you're about to do. What's it called?
Star Spangled Banner.
Odd. It's another one you wrote. So may I give or not one you wrote, but what you – may I give special dispensation to people who might be driving right now that they don't have to stand up?
No.
Because there's a lot of people listen to the radio while they drive. So you needn't stand up, or you can stand up inside of your head, but don't stand up while you're driving. And here again is Nicole Shaheen at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's been a real pleasure to have you here today. And you'll get a sample. I can't wait to hear some of these high notes that I know she'll do really well. Here she is.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming. Spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you again, Nicole. It's been a pleasure to have you with us, Nicole Shaheen.